wife, you are not competing with your husband. You as a wife, you are not equal with your husband. Not at all. Even if your husband don't have a degree and you have PhD, you are not equal with him. Your degree or the degrees you have, they are good. But those degrees you acquired doesn't have internal value before he who created heavens and earth. You as a wife to a man, be your husband, you are to submit. The first point will be taken from that key of marital bliss from your side as a wife is submission. If you want to enjoy what your husband carries as the man God directed him to be, you must submit. It's not optional. It's not whether you like. It's not whether you don't like. In fact, that should have been the first question the marriage committee have to ask. Submission. Your glory is your husband if you are married. Your glory is your husband. The glory of your husband is Christ. Why your glory is your husband? Submission. For a woman, the greatest challenge to her nature is learning to submit and to serve under the man. Without a sense of agitation, you do the submission without a sense of agitation. It's not you are submitting, you are murmuring. You are submitting in an eye service way. If you can kneel down to greet your pastor and you stand up to greet your husband, you are an eye servicer and you are a hypocrite. If your pastor can call you on phone and you say, "Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir," and your husband calls you, say, "What is it?" You are a hypocrite. You are a shame to the body of Christ.
Our God is good. Amen. Okay, the hour we've been waiting have come. The hour we've been speaking to God. Let heaven again speak to us today in the name of Jesus. Our preacher, our brother Peter, is also continuing what he started last week. And today, being expectation, I was speaking with him in my office this morning. He's a brother who loves God, and he's loaded this morning to offload. Put your hands together as Brother Peter comes forward to bless us again. Yes, 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 I love that. I love that. Put your hands together as he comes forward. Thank you very much, man of God.
My hands, the wonderful King, that shall on clouds and set me silently now. I wait, ready, my God, ready.
thank you, our Heavenly Father. We honor you for who you are. And we reference you because you are our glory. Thank you for another opportunity for us to look into your world and see what you have for us. We cannot thank you enough because you are the Lamb upon the throne. Everything was curated by you for your glory. And we say thank you, Father. We thank you for life. We thank you for internal life. That you came that we might have life and have life in abundance. This is our joy and this is our hope. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much for having me again. I thank the overseer of this assembly and the pastors and everyone and even those online. Today, we will continue from where we stopped last week. And last week, we said a lot of things. And it was basically talking to the men, telling them who they actually God made them to be. We couldn't finish even talking to men. There's still more things to tell the men. In fact, it was just a scratch. And also, I will do a scratch for female today. And we are still talking of the Christian marriage, part two. The Christian marriage. That means we are having Christian in the marriage. And we should know that marriage is a union between a man and a woman. Marriage is not between a man and man, between a woman and a woman, especially for our brothers overseas. Especially for our brothers overseas. The spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. The spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. Today, especially, I will be talking to women. I'll be talking to women. They need to know. But we will still journey from the Genesis. Because if you want to cure any sickness, you don't go at the top. You don't start from the middle. You start from the roots. Once the roots is taken care of, the rest is just a matter of time. Women, from the book of Genesis, where we read, God said It is not good for a man to be alone. Out of everything he created, he looked back, if you're a Bible student, and God always declared that what he created, they were good. But when it came to the man, him, God said, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will give him a companion. I will give him a help meet, not a help mate. I, God, will give the man that I created a help meet, not a help mate. I will give him a companion, not a competitor. You as a wife, you are not competing with your husband. You as a wife, you are not equal with your husband. Not at all. Even if your husband don't have a degree and you have PhD, you are not equal with him. Your degree or the degrees you have, they are good. But those degrees you acquired doesn't have internal value before he who created heavens and earth. You as a wife to a man, be your husband, you are to submit. The first point will be taken from that key of marital bliss from your side as a wife is submission. Praise the Lord. You have to submit. You are not trying to teach your husband. No. And your husband did not marry you to have another mother. The one he had is enough for him. Submission. Submission. If you want to enjoy what your husband carries as the man God directed him to be, you must submit. It's not optional. It's not whether you like. It's not whether you don't like. In fact, that should have been the first question the marriage committee have to ask. I said it last week that the first question the marriage committee should ask before any other thing is to ask the woman in question, look at this young man. Do you think in your widest imagination you can respect him? If that young lady says no, even if he saw the lady in the vision, she saw the man in the vision, a prophet prophesied, don't join. Because you that did the joining will continue to do the separation. So the first question is, look at this young man from the head to the toe. Does he look like somebody you will respect and submit to? Does he look like? If he does not look like, don't. In fact, you are telling yourself the gospel truth for not going ahead to a man that you cannot submit to, because heaven will look at you as a rebel. Like I told you, I'm just going to scratch it. There are many, but I believe our overseer is the man of the spirit. So as he will continue to teach you, you will grow. My innermost heart desire and his is to see a family where the replica of heaven is being seen in your home. When people will look at your home, especially our friends overseas, they will look at your home and say, wow, every woman here does not submit. It's common over there. They don't submit, and they are bringing it to we, because Africans, we copy a lot. Submission. I will read one or two things I put down here before we go to the scripture. I'm just going to give you 2 points, basically for you, before I bring the general one about everybody, and we are going to cap it. Submission. Your glory is your husband if you are married. Your glory. Your glory is your husband. The glory of your husband is Christ. Why your glory is your husband? I'm so happy. Maybe we have some young girls and boys that are not yet married. If you catch this, you will enjoy marital bliss, where what is happening in heaven is happening in your house. Because the word of God says in Matthew 18:19, he said, whatsoever two shall agree. Let's not go into agreement first. Submission. For a woman, the greatest challenge to her nature is learning to submit and to serve under the man. Always mark my definite articles I'm using. Under the. That is your husband. It's a must. Even if your husband does not bring money for food, you must submit. Because your submission to him is a submission to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Submission. When you submit to your husband, you are submitting to Jesus Christ. But when you rebel, you know what happens to rebels? Rebels, the authorities goes after rebels. And it doesn't tell good on their body. Without a sense of agitation, you do the submission without a sense of agitation. It's not you are submitting, you are murmuring. You are submitting in an eye service way. If you can kneel down to greet your pastor and you stand up to greet your husband, you are an eye servicer and you are a hypocrite. If your pastor can call you on phone and you say, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, and your husband calls you, say, what is it? You are a hypocrite. You are a shame to the body of Christ. And on that day, Sarah will look at you. The wife of Abraham will look at you and say, we don't know you. Because when you look at Genesis chapter 18, verse 12, somebody read it for us. The last part of it, Sarah called Abraham Lord. Lord. What is the meaning of Lord? My owner. My owner. Genesis chapter 18, verse 12. The last part of it. Praise the Lord, I will read. Therefore, Sarah laughed. We know the story very well. When the angel of the Lord visited, and because of how hospitable Abraham was to them, and they now said that at the same time we will visit, your wife Sarah will conceive according to time. Put that 12 for me. I'm just trying to paraphrase before we read it because that was a word there loud. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? My Lord, being old also. My wife is here. I told her the day you call me, the name of any of our child, I will not answer you. You started calling me honey. You will still call me that honey till we leave. We were there before they came. If you call me daddy this, I will not answer you. She's there. I told her before they came that you started with honey because on the wedding day, they asked her. She said that I am her world. So that word has to continue because as I hear, so will I do. The Christian marriage part 2. You don't do it in eye service or undermined. If went too forward to take a decision and enter an agreement with a stranger. We open Genesis. If, that is Adam's wife, she went forward, she went too forward and entered an agreement with a stranger, with out the knowledge of her husband, and that originates the problems of mankind and the problems of family. When you are in submission to your husband, everything that comes must come to his office. We are Christians not to do according to our will, but to do according to his will. And Jesus Christ is our husband. And all of us are his bride. And we cannot take decision without his consent. Submission. Sometimes I used to ask Christian, this you are calling Jesus to come and bless, did Jesus send you to this thing? Do you understand what I'm saying? You are calling him to come and bless a particular thing for you. Did he send you to do that thing? It's a question for every believer. The same question to every wife. Every wife. If what you are about to start is your husband aware of that thing you are about to start? Is it when you get shocked up on the way, you pick phone to call him? For the man to come into a thing that he knows nothing about. Submission. 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 You are submitting to your husband does not mean you are inferior. No. It's not that you are inferior. No. It's not that you are not gifted. No. It's not that you are not anointed. No. But in the house of God, there is orderliness. There is orderliness. In that your house, the orderliness in your house has constituted that that man is the head. Whether the man can mix was and is, you must submit, because you met him and saw that he doesn't know how to put is and was, and you agree to marry him. Therefore, you must submit. Every organization that does not have a leader will walk in disorderliness. Every organization that does not have a leader will walk in disorderliness. You must submit. On this submission, before I continue, I want to chip in on a question Jewish prophet asked on Saturday. The Saturday of 30th, he asked, what if the woman, God is showing the woman what will happen to the whole world. God is showing to the woman how the world election will go about. God is talking to the woman as I'm talking to you. As far, as long, as width, as height, as breadth, that woman has a husband, must submit to her husband. You are not a leader because you know it more than every other person. You are not leading because you are the smartest. No. But you are leading by election. Your husband is not there because he knows more than you, but he is there by divinely elected. He did not make himself a man. Neither did you make yourself a woman. But he that rules in the kingdom of men made it so. and gave you an eye instruction that we husband, we should love without any condition. You wife should submit without any condition. If made a mistake, when she could have simply referred the tempter to her head, if she could have simply referred the tempter, talk to my husband. Have you witnessed that? You witnessed that there are some things that people are telling you, somebody is telling you, especially ladies, you, when your friends start telling you things, we will get to that point. I don't want to jump the gun. When they start telling you things, that is how the sharp women, that is how they do it. That is how the ladies that knows what is happening, that is how they do it. Why will they cage you? They tell you that they cage you. That is what they are telling you. They cage you in that marriage. Just come out and see light. The same thing, the serpent told the woman, God knows that the day you eat it, your eyes will open. You will tear eyes. Your friends will be telling you, don't listen to that, your husband. Don't listen to him. Who is he? If that your husband, who is he self? You are a managing director in a company. You are a business tycoon. You run so many companies. But all this your money, you must submit. If you like, speak plain English and your husband speaks vernacular, you must submit. And submission again requires, if you are in any occasion with your husband and they call you people to talk, be a smart and a Christian woman. Allow that man to talk. Allow that. I see it a lot here, especially when they did wedding. They will come for Thanksgiving. I see it a lot, but it's wrong. The man will talk. You will discover that the woman will collect mic and still repeat what the man said and still continue. No, that shows that you were not well educated about what you are into. But I see some smart ones here. When you allow them, they say, my husband has said it all. That is how to go. I want us to go to Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 24. I'll be doing the reading. Like I told you, I still come along with New King James Version. I have many translations, but you know, some people, if it is not King James, it sounds as if it's not God speaking. But King James was not the first translation. But because the royal family had money, they sponsored King James. It's not the first translation. It's not even, I think King James is coming in between 12 or 13. Not the first, but due to the royal family, what money can do. The royal family, they had money. They sponsored the publication of King James. That's why it looks like, if it is not King James, it doesn't sound that it's God. I always come with King James so that there will be no controversy. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from Verse 22. We are still talking of submission. I'm going to just give you 2 points. We are still on submission. Submission is so wide that we can talk of submission a year and we have not exhausted it. There are many things to talk about submission. But I want to read from the scripture so that it will not be I'm talking from my own knowledge. No. I'm talking from my own wisdom. No. Jesus is my wisdom. Jesus is my wisdom. And Jesus is my husband. Jesus is my head. Anything that Jesus will not give me, I don't need it. Anywhere Jesus will not take me to, I never pray to go there. Because if I go, I will sort for myself. The same way, you did not look for a house. The man married you and brought you into a house. You changed your name and start answering the man's name. And you still rebel him. You will not enjoy what the man carries. The grace will be flowing from the man and touching others. And you'll be struggling. And you'll be suffering. Instead of you flowing in that grace. Like we are. In John 15 from verse 1. Jesus said, he is the vine. We are the branches. He is the vine. We are the branches. The vine supplies the nutrients. The vine holds the branches. But the vine does not hold the fruits. It's the branches that holds the fruits. The reason why you are the glory of your husband, people will see Jesus in that home by the fruits you bear, by your character. Once you don't submit to him and you don't respect him, your beauty will disappear. You will dress, the man will not look at you. He will not notice that you are wearing. That's why I think a woman complained that the husband does not even notice that she dresses well. Maybe you are in a competing age with your husband. Man respects who is above him and fights who is equal with him. That is the nature of a man. I will repeat it again. Man, so that you will discover why it looks like your husband is fighting you. Because you are trying to play equal with him. Man respects who is above him and fights who is equal with him. That is man. You must submit. That place started with wives. Wives, I believe I'm talking to believers. Even if you are not, by the time we finish today, you will receive him. Because you are lifeless without Jesus. Jesus is the source of every life. It says in verse 22, I will be fast. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Jesus said he will build his church. He will build his church. If the church is not submissive to him, he will not build the church. If the church that he said he will rebuked. Is not submissive to him, he will not build the church. You notice that some men, if you talk to their wives anyhow, they fight. Because go and check, that woman submits, that woman respects. But if you see the one that, if you talk to them anyhow, the man himself will declare, will be a testifier. That is how he has been treating me. Just let the world see who you are. I have been enduring you because we don't divorce. I'm just enduring. I'm not enjoying this marriage. Yeah. Many are enduring. They are not enjoying. But our prayer is after this exaltation, you will trace back. It is not too late. It is not too late to make a U-turn. That's why Apostle Paul said, he told Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:16, he said, all scriptures, they are instruction manual. They are correction manual. They are reproof manual. And we are not reading a manual written by man to you. We are reading the manual written by holy men as they were inspired by God. What we are telling you is for corrections.